Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net, and welcome to another exciting video tutorial. And today we're going to take a look at creating some raindrops. This is a cool effect, you know, having rain on the lens. And so here's sort of what we're going to be creating. So we just have this depth of field shot here. Of course, if you want to create like actual like rain falling, Aaron Rabinowitz has a really cool tutorial over at creativecow.net. But we're just going to kind of focus on these raindrops. Now, one of the cool things about rain is it just kind of symbolizes sadness. You know, this is Sam Loya here in the background, and he's running away from home. So this is sort of an example of, you know, using effects to enhance the mood of the scene. And I live just on the other side of this hill, and Sam actually came to my house, and unfortunately I had company at the time and I couldn't really talk, but he seemed pretty broken up about something. And then later on I felt kind of bad because I didn't actually have company over. I just didn't really want to talk, and I haven't actually seen him ever since. So, and that was like 3 weeks ago. So, But anyway, let's go and get started. What I have here is some footage, and I will drag that into a new comp. And then I'll come over to the effects and presets. I'm going to type in Mercury. And we have this cool CC Mr. Mercury effect. We'll drop that onto our footage. And if we scrub through time, you can see it's kind of this cool liquid effect plugin. Now, if we take another copy of the footage and put it below, then we have sort of water on top of the lens. And so that looks pretty cool. And real quick, I'll just choose Effect, Blur, Fast Blur. And I'll just turn that up to like 15. And so, you know, this kind of separates what's being focused on. And so we can kind of see what we're working on. Like I said, pretty simple effect. This plugin does most of the work. We'll just do a few setups here. Let's make the size of sort of the emitter a little bit larger, and we can maybe move it up. And depending on what you're going for, you know, you can make it seem like it's dripping down the lens. Now, the other thing we want to do is change the animation to direction. And then if we turn the velocity and the gravity to zero, the particles will just kind of stay in place. Now, we can bring the longevity of the particles up and perhaps bring the birth rate down depending on how many drops we want. And then we can turn the size of the particles up. So we have sort of the birth and the death. Now, if we want them to kind of look like they're falling and hitting the screen, we probably want to turn the gravity up a bit. And then they'll kind of drop on the screen. Now, they are kind of growing, so we may want to change it to constant blobs. And what that will do is sort of make them just kind of pop up like they're hitting the lens. And then we'll turn the birth rate down just so there are fewer particles. And then, of course, we can change the size depending on what we're going for. And there's a lot of cool settings, so play with them, and you should be able to achieve, a lot of different things. Also, there's the lighting, and, we can change where the light source is coming from, as well as some of the shading options to kind of make the water, you know, stand out or, have a hotter spot or not. So play with those until you get the water looking how you like. That looks pretty good. See, we can see as they kind of fall down. Now, we want to do that depth of field thing, and it's pretty easy. We'll choose Effect, Blur, Fast Blur, and then we can sort of blur each of these elements individually. Let's see. Our background layer has a 15 pixel blur, and our top layer has a 0 blur. So, ideally, what we want to do is keyframe the blur for each of these. Let's see. And we want to start one at 0, go to 15, and the other at 15 and go to 0. So we want to kind of reverse them. And so I'll just do that. And so now we do sort of a rack focus. Now, we could set up an expression so that we wouldn't have to keyframe it, but I'll leave that for another day. But anyway, pretty simple effect, but you can see it creates a very cool mood. And, you know, I'm starting to feel bad that I didn't maybe let Sam in the house that day. You know, I was cooking some hot cocoa, too. He would have liked that. But anyway, I'm sure he'll find his way back. I hope you guys found this tutorial useful. My name is Andrew Kramer for VideoCopilot.net. And be sure to check out the blog and, of course, our great products. We'll see you next time.